Orange County.
I had no idea that was your husband.
To New Jersey.
I never expected this.
Step it up.
Get behind the scenes and relive the drama.
Don't talk to him. He's a little twerp.
All of this is unimportant to me.
With exclusive interviews and celebrity guests.
Let me tell you something right now.
This is Getting Real with the Housewives.
Fabulous. Going with the wind, fabulous.
Now, here is your host.
Hey guys, welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives, a Housewives podcast from right here at Us Weekly, where we break down all your latest Housewives news, give you exclusive interviews with your favorite ladies, and dish the dirt on all things Real Housewives related. I'm your host, Christina Garibaldi.
And I'm your co-host, Joe Drake.
And we have a ton of stuff to get to this week. So Joe, let's dive right in because of course we're still on hiatus from New York and Beverly Hills, but these ladies are certainly keeping us busy. And we actually have an interview with a Real Housewives of New York newcomer and one of our favorites, Leah McSweeney, who talks evil stepmother Ramona Singer and how Tinsley is doing post-Housewives life. But like I said, let's get to the news first because we've got a lot of it. Right, Joe?
We have a lot. It cracks me up that even when we're on hiatus from these ladies, we get tons and tons of news. But let's start off with the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, because as fans probably saw, they did release their mid-season trailer, which I think they released during the last episode, but
right. It's
now up on socials and getting passed around even more. So I wanted to talk about, apparently there's going to be even more drama with Denise Richards' husband, Aaron, who we talked about this before on the podcast, you know, he was very interesting at that dinner party, remember?
Right. I mean, we still have no idea what he does.
No idea. No idea what he was talking about. And I think Erica Jane is sort of helping steer the ship with this one, because in the mid-season trailer, it kind of seems like she is over his bullshit and is like, no thanks. So it sort of seems like they may go head-to-head. And I always find it interesting when a housewife goes head-to-head with another housewife's husband.
Yes. Oh, totally. It's like, who knew that Aaron was going to have so much drama this season too? Like, I did not know that he was going to be such a key factor in all this. And of course, in the mid-season trailer, we also see Brandy finally makes her appearance, you know, and talks about her and Denise hooking up. So it seems like the second half of the season is going to be a doozy.
Yeah, I think we're finally getting what we waited for. And, you know, it's interesting, too, because Denise is showing that she's again, like, lifting that fourth wall and talking right to the cameras and is being very clear that if Bravo wants her to remain on the show, that they will not air what they aired. But clearly we're already seeing it. So I don't think Denise is going to be happy.
I don't think she's going to be happy either. I wonder if she'll actually be back next season since, you know, she's had a lot of issues with Bravo. It seems like there's like this cease and desist that comes out later on this season as well.
And based
on interviews that I've had with some of the ladies, it seems like that actually had to do with Bravo airing some stuff. So
really,
I think that's the kind of the vibe I got, because when I spoke to Erica, she said, you know, if you go up against Bravo, you're going to lose. So we'll see.
Oh, what I remember that.
Yeah.
So interesting. I also think, though, that Denise knows how to play the game, and she's like, I'm not coming back. And as we say each week, they'll come back.
Oh,
I mean, these people signed up for reality TV. They know they can sort of pull the strings of their own puppeteering, and anything is possible.
Anything is possible. And if that paycheck is good, they're going to keep coming back.
Right.
Okay, let's keep the Beverly Hills Housewives news going, because Eileen Davidson actually made some comments about weird Denise Richards' behavior, because she makes an appearance later on this season as well. And she said that Denise gave her some weird vibes when she went to her husband's movie premiere with all the ladies, right?
Yeah, this was interesting. I'm actually really excited for Eileen Davidson to come back on the show. I really wish she would come back on as a permanent housewife or even as just a friend, kind of like a Sutton character.
Yeah.
But specifically because I find this drama so interesting, she was sort of speaking out against Denise and saying that she was acting weird at this premiere. But in all fairness, since we already saw it on the show, Denise was going through the surgery that she went through, and she said she was really sick and in a lot of pain and that she was just sort of out of sorts. And I'm not sure if Eileen is trying to like get at that she was like on drugs or if she was drunk, or I'm not sure what she's sort of trying to do. It sounds like she's making a mountain out of a molehill. And again, we saw Denise was going through some issues with that surgery and clearly went through a rough patch. That's
right. All. Yeah, no, she was just going through a hard time. And I think one of like a Twitter user said to Denise, being like, I don't think Eileen was trying to start some drama, and it seemed like Denise agreed. So I think that they're on good terms. It kind of seems like it. But like we said, things can change in a housewife's minute. You never know.
Totally. And I think Eileen knows that her appearance is coming up. So I think she's savvy. You know, she's fans know that she's also a soap opera actress and has been in the business for a really long time. So yeah. I think she knows doing little press interviews here and there. She knows to sort of start stirring the pot so that, like we are now talking about Eileen.
Totally. Yeah. Well, let's talk about Teddy, because she has been sharing her postpartum journey for the past 4 months,
yes,
ever since she welcomed her third child, Dove. And she recently showed off her post-baby body, because I guess a lot of people have been asking her for a postpartum update. And it seems like, you know, this has been a little bit more of a challenge for her to get her body back after baby.
Yeah, she said that, you know, it's different each time, of course. You know better than me, you're a mom, yeah. I am not. But this was really no surprise that she snapped back. I mean, Teddy always looks fantastic.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
very fit. We saw while she was pregnant on the show that she still goes for runs. But what I was surprised by when she posted the picture on Instagram was the 3 week, if everyone saw mm-hmm. the picture, the 3 weeks postpartum, I don't remember her ever looking like that, but maybe I just hadn't seen her around that time. I'm just so
yeah.
used to Teddy looking like she does now in the picture with the 4 months postpartum, but she looks great either way.
She does. She looks great. I mean, right after you have a baby, you think like your body is going to snap though. Well, at least I thought. I was like, oh, I'm going to be so like just right back to where I was. But no, after you have a baby, you still look like you're 5 months pregnant, which is so cruel. But
yes.
for her to look like that after 4 months, kudos to her. I know that like she was back on her bike, like spinning, I think like maybe 1 week after she gave birth, which is amazing for her. Like that's
amazing.
Fantastic.
I'm going to brag on your behalf. You looked fabulous after giving birth to your beautiful daughter. I saw everyone out there. I share an office with Christina. She looked amazing, just like Teddy.
Oh,
so
I
don't
that.
Know what you guys are doing, but you're doing it right.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. It's hard work. It's not easy, but she
it
looks
is.
Great.
I appreciate that Teddy sort of was telling women out there, you know, everyone's journey is different, because let's face it, not everyone looks like Teddy Mellencamp, you know,
no,
it is what
totally
it is.
Not.
So
yeah. And she like, you know, she struggled with weight for a lot of most of her life too, and which is why she's the
right.
accountability coach. So, you know, she really, you know, it's part of her job to really let people in on this journey. And, you know, she looks fantastic.
Absolutely.
So, good for her. Good for Teddy. Okay. Let's move on to the OC Housewives. I mean, I feel like we talk about them just as much as Joe Giudice, but Megan Edmonds and Jim Edmonds are in the news again. And what he did was praise his new girlfriend by also swinging some insults at his ex, Megan, right?
Yeah, he called Megan, he called his relationship with Megan loveless. But as you said, like, he did it, like, why didn't he just stick to complimenting his current girlfriend?
Right, yeah, he called it loveless, abusive. He really kind of went in on this while being like, his new girlfriend is the greatest girl that he's ever been around. She gives him so much love, blah, 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 which is great. Good. I'm glad you're happy. But like, just let everybody else be. Like, there's kids involved in this. Like, you shouldn't be publicly talking about your baby mama like this in the public when you have kids involved.
Absolutely. I mean, his post started with, if it wasn't for this girl, I don't think I would be here right now. Period.
Mm-hmm.
I would have stopped there with a little
right.
heart, hashtag
yeah.
love, whatever it is. I don't care. But the paragraph that continued, it was like a train wreck. It was like, Jim, put the phone down.
Yeah. Yes. Put the phone down, take a breath, count to 10.
Yes.
And of course, I think we've mentioned this a couple times on the show that she is the girl that they allegedly had this threesome with. So
right.
Megan knows her pretty well, very well.
Absolutely. And again, I say, like I said last week, I am going to have to start a side campaign for their own spinoff, because as much as it's, like mm-hmm. I said, a train wreck, I can't look away.
No, you can't look away.
It's really entertaining. And especially now that they both have these new partners in their lives and they're both such attractive couples. It's just like, it's the perfect recipe for a spinoff.
Right, it really is.
But I don't think it's ever going to happen, but I can dream.
You can dream. Okay, let's move right along to Kelly Dodd, because she has been in the news lately for things that she has been saying on social media. And this week, she said that she has been a victim of racist behavior as a Mexican-American when a fan asked her, but like, do you truly believe that because you're Mexican, you can't be racist? And she said that she's experienced racism personally, right?
Yeah, she said, I've experienced racism personally. I'm a woman of color and love everyone. Now, sometimes I feel like I hit my head and I'm having deja vu on this podcast, because it's almost like the same sort of stories with these people, but different quotes. Like Kelly, right. In the same way that Jim needed to put the phone down on Instagram, Kelly needs to just zip it.
Zip it.
The things that she has been saying throughout not only the pandemic, but now with like the cultural movement with Black Lives Matter, it's like, Kelly, I don't think this is your time to say anything. I mean, that's just my opinion. And I know everyone is allowed to speak up, but I don't know.
I don't know either. And especially with all the calls for her to be fired from the show after, you know, what happened a few years ago when she was under fire after an interview surfaced of her saying that she didn't like or know any Black guys. You know, a lot of people were saying that she should have been fired for that comment, just like Stassi and Kristen were fired from Vanderpump Rules. So it just seems like maybe during this time, maybe if she wants to keep her job, maybe lay low a little bit.
Right. And I think that's perfect advice, because, you know, a fan, like you said, asked, do you truly believe that because you're Mexican, you can't be racist? Like, that's also sort of the conversations that are happening out there in the world, is that like, you can't just hide behind what you are. Like, you know, it's Pride Month. I'm a gay man. I can't just say like, I know certain things because I'm a part of the LGBT community. Like, I just watched a really great documentary this week about the trans community. And I was telling my friends, I learned a lot, and I am a part of the LGBT community, but there's still a lot of things that we all learn about each other. And like, you can't just say, because I don't know, just stop, Kelly.
Stop, just quiet down. Yeah. You and Jim Edmonds, get off social media.
Yes.
Just take a break.
I know.
Okay. So much drama. All right, let's keep it moving to Atlanta. Head on over to Atlanta, because our girl Portia turned 39 and looking totally fine, right?
Looking fabulous. Well, speaking of somebody who's using this cultural movement in the right way, I mean, Portia has been so active, as we've discussed on the podcast, and we were able to talk to her. But amidst all this, she did celebrate her 39th birthday and posted some really fabulous pictures on Instagram, looking just like one hot mama that she
is. Yeah, she looks great. She really does. She looks fabulous. She is showing off all her assets, her curves, and you know, she does. She looks really, really great. And she just had a baby a little while ago too. So
yeah,
looking fine, mama.
Absolutely. And between her and Teddy, I don't know, they're both just rocking it.
Right. And like you said, that she is really using this time and her platform for good, right?
Yeah. I mean, even Dennis came out in support of Portia. As fans know of Atlanta, Portia and Dennis, especially this last season, we saw a lot of ups and downs, as always. But Dennis came out and said on social media that, you know, her activism is in her blood, and she has a direct responsibility to lead as having such a public platform. And it sort of reminded me that it's really good to show good behavior and your good side to your partner. And I think it would help the relationship, because it's very attractive to show your good side, right?
Yeah. Oh, totally. No, this is, I think she's been doing a great job and continues to do it. And, you know, like you said, all of that is very attractive. Well, let's go from Atlanta to New York. We have to talk about our girl, Bethany Frankel, because she has been called out on Instagram and she clapped right on back, like Bethany Frankel does so well.
I was going to say, at this point, if you're a Housewives fan or you follow Bethany Frankel at all, you know not to throw something out there that she can't clap back at, because she will. And she did.
She totally will. And she did. So somebody took her to task, saying that she is no chef after she launched her Skinny Girl Preserves, right?
Yes, and she clapped back saying, wrong girl, which again, if you follow Housewives, you follow Bethany, from the get-go, I mean, She is, as everyone knows, a self-made woman. She was out there baking cupcakes, selling them in stores. I mean, literally doing the heavy lifting alone, pre-marriage to Jason, obviously giving birth to Brynn. I mean, she was really out there struggling with only, you know, a couple grand in the bank to her name, and was really making it happen for herself with, even before Skinny Girl, just sort of being a healthy food chef and doing all of that. So I think people forget where people come from. She may not have her own cooking show like a Rachel Ray, but she can still do it.
Yeah, she can still do it. And she's doing it, and she's making a ton of money.
Yes. It's just, to play devil's advocate just a little bit, I mean, with the way the social media world works nowadays, it just doesn't come across as authentic, because Bethany posted this week her new line of like jam for Skinny Girl. And like the picture is just really posed, and she's in hair and makeup with the coffee mug and the pastry. And it just looks a little bit
staged
because it obviously was. So I think it's easier for people who don't really know Bethany to be like, oh, this just seems so phony because it's staged, but doesn't mean she can't get down and dirty in the kitchen.
No, I 100% agree with you. Speaking of getting down and dirty, I think this is my favorite story of the week.
Mine too.
Yes. So Queer Eye star Bobby Burke dropped some serious New York tea after he said a former Real Housewives of New York star literally stole from him at his store. This is before he was even on the show, threatened him, said that they were not going to return the things and that they could basically bring this whole thing to court. So kind of give us a little bit of the backstory about what happened here.
Yeah, so Bobby was on our pal Jenny McCarthy's SiriusXM show. Love Jenny McCarthy.
Yes.
Love Bobby from Queer Eye. So they got talking about how Bobby had sort of been done wrong by a former Real Housewives of New York star pre-Queer Eye. So this was years ago. Nobody knew who Bobby Burke was, but he was working in New York, obviously, with his designs and being fabulous and all of that. Well, he claims that an unnamed housewife came into his store and sort of made it seem like she was going to give him a spot on the show, which I'm not even sure she could have done that, whoever this allegedly is, saying that, you know, I'll give you some press on Housewives if you come decorate my new place. And then, long story short, he was like, I'll do it at cost. I don't want to do any freebies. And she agreed to that. Well, then the husband called, and I don't know. It's so convoluted. She came into the store. She came into the store after the fact. It was like, oh, Bobby said I can take some things. Bobby wasn't in the store. The employees were like, oh, go ahead and take whatever. Cut to a few weeks later, Bobby's looking for certain things and realizes that this person had come in and stolen. I mean, I guess the word is stolen, right? She came and took things and never really paid for them. It's this whack job story, but I was like obsessed with figuring out who it was. Christina, who did you think it was when you first read it?
Well, first thought was Ramona.
Mine too.
But then it turned, well, we don't know for certain if it definitely is, but then some people did some digging and thought that it was Aviva. So remember her from a few years back.
Yeah.
They thought, because Bobby had commented back in 2014 when this happened on Twitter, and somebody tweeted something about Aviva doing them wrong, and Bobby was like, same, or something along those lines. So he kind of alluded to the fact that maybe it was Aviva.
Yeah,
but we don't know.
You got to watch out for those old tweets, because people like our friends here at Us Weekly, our reporters know how to do some digging, and they found some Aviva tweets.
They are some good investigative journalists over here. But go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I completely had forgotten to think about Aviva, because my mind initially went to people like Ramona and whatnot. But Dorinda kind of got herself into the mix, right?
She did. So she was doing an interview today, I think it was today or yesterday, and she said when somebody asked her about it, she said Bobby Burke was tacky for bringing this up, because she's like, you either bring it up, tell us who it is, or you don't bring it up at all. How do you feel about that?
I mean, at first I was like, Dorinda, don't get involved. But then when I was reading what Dorinda said during the interview, I was like, I sort of understand, because when he's just saying housewives in general, now everyone's trying to figure out which one it is. And you're sort of going through the list.
Yeah, it makes it more of a story.
Yeah, and you're going through the list of ladies' names, and like it brings people like Dorinda, who wasn't even on the show at the time, involved. And and Dorinda, as we know, is a straight shooter. I think everyone maybe would have been into it a little bit more if he just called them out in the first place. Right. I mean, I don't know. I do understand. You and I have interviewed a lot of people over the last few years, and not everyone is willing to drop names, especially when we're looking for some shady stories.
Totally, yes. But like he did, he went into detail about this one too. So he kind of like broke down every single moment that happened, except for just, he could have just been like, oh, you know, one time I had this, you know, crazy run-in with a housewife. I don't want to get too much into it. I don't know. But I see both sides. I see not wanting to name them, and I see Dorinda's side being like, if you're going to bring it up, you should just name the person.
Right. Yeah, I think you bring up a really great point, which is why it was sort of hard for me to tell the story, because he went into such depth, like step by step, of what happened, and talking about the fact that the housewife like didn't even own the apartment, and then there was a husband who called, and then I was like, there was just so many details to the story. I'm like, at that point, just tell us who the hell it was.
Right. Just give us the dirt.
Yeah. It was a
give us the dirt.
It was a really interesting story. And I think the reason I was so into it was because, as much as I love the housewives, let us not forget that a lot of these ladies, a lot of this behavior happens behind the scenes, and it's really gross.
It is. No, totally. It really, really
people
is.
People wanting freebies, even though they have a lot of money. It's like, how about if, let's say it was Aviva, and I do think we're pretty sure it was. How about she goes into Bobby's store and is like, let's collaborate. I'd love to pay you what normal people pay you, since I have the money. And would love to feature you on the show so that you have exposure for your business. Like, how about just do it on the up and up and call it a day?
Call it a day. Totally, totally agree. Totally agree. Okay, let's move on to our exclusive interview of the week from one of our new faves, yes, Leah McSweeney. We got the chance to hop on the phone with her, and she told us all about this season. She is a little bit scared about what's about to come up. She is moving into a new apartment. I asked how Luann felt about it. She said, well, since she's moving to a lower floor, she probably won't like it, because we know how Luann feels about the lower level.
Ah!
So, but she was great. So let's start off with her talking about her evil stepmother, Ramona.
What's been the hardest moment for you to watch back so far this season?
Oh, well, actually, I'll tell you what was the hardest moment. It's in the mid-season trailer when I said, I cheapen the group. Bitch, I elevate this shit.
Oh, I thought that was great.
You know what? You can see the raw emotion on my face.
Yeah.
I was brought back. Like, I'm wincing in pain when I say that. I'm wincing. Yeah. People have like screen grabbed it and like made memes. And I'm literally wincing because I was so hurt when that happened. You know, I can't say what it was and all that, but everyone will see. I was pretty distraught over it. So that was hard to see that in the mid-season trailer. I mean, I know, bitch, I elevated the shit. I don't even remember that I said that, but I was like, you know, but hard to see myself in that moment, because I know what I was going through.
Yeah. I mean, did you expect going into this that like maybe they would be a little bit more welcoming? Because I know we spoke like right before the season aired, and and you said, you know, Ramona was like a mother figure to you and things like that. But now you kind of see that this relationship is kind of going downhill pretty quickly.
Now I'm like, Ramona's like the evil stepmother that you that you don't have. I mean, that's how I'm feeling now. Look at, I'm like forgiving. I am able to keep things moving. I can forgive. I can move on. All that. But there are instances where I'm watching this and I'm like, you know, there's a lot of me owning up to shit and apologizing for shit, but not so much on the other side in some things. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, come the reunion, that's all going to have to be addressed.
Yeah. I mean, do you think that they did that just because you were new this season, or maybe because you're younger? Like,
you know, I think that there's a lot of them. It's not really they, you know, Dorinda wasn't like that.
Right.
Luann was not like that. It was pretty much just one person that was on my case a lot. Mm-hmm. Why was Ramona on my case so much? I don't know. I mean, you know, it seems like a lot of the audience isn't surprised. I think the audience was surprised to see, from what I've read, people were like, oh my God, I can't believe Ramona's mothering like Leah, and we're seeing this soft side of Ramona. So, you know, I think people were shocked to see that. So I don't think that this is out of character for her.
No. Do you think that she's met her match with you?
I think so.
Yeah.
But I don't want to say, it's not like she's met her match in terms of like, I don't know. Like, it's just, you know, I think watching back and talking to friends and family members, they're like, you were so nice and patient.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm like, damn, I guess I was, you know, but look, I have manners. There is an element of Ramona, and this is not any kind of dig at all at her age, but she is older than I am. And I was brought up to respect people who are older than I am.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from a traditional family, you know? So, you know, I felt bad after I threw the ravioli in her face, honestly, because like if someone threw a ravioli in my mom's face, I'd want to knock them out, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But my mother would never behave like Ramona.
No, do you feel like it's almost like a double standard? Like she can say or do what she wants and then you're kind of getting reprimanded.
Well, the thing is me and her we look at the world in different ways. So what's completely unacceptable to her is much different than what's unacceptable to me. Mm-hmm. Now, was my behavior like wonderful and like I, you know, am proud of, you know, being completely drunk and like doing somersaults and crying and screaming in Rhode Island? No. But at the same time, I can get over that easier than like, rather than like someone like Ramona fat shaming Sonia or, you know, saying that her brand sucks or whatever. Like I'm not like a person. I'm just like a crazy person.
Yeah. I mean, what was your reaction when her daughter kind of came after you on Instagram? I know you kind of responded to it, but were you kind of like surprised knowing what Ramona has done in the past?
I mean, look, she's trying to stand up for her mom. I get it. You know, like I get it. Like, the daughter. So who doesn't want to stand up for their mom, you know? But is it hypocritical? Absolutely. But I'm sure the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Yeah. Are you like so ready for the reunion or are you kind of, how do you feel about it? Yeah.
I'm so ready. Get ready, everybody. Cause I'm so ready for it.
I cannot wait.
So it's interesting how their relationship kind of changed throughout even the first half of the season. When I spoke to her before the season even aired, she said that Ramona was like a mother figure, and now it seems like Ramona has met her match with Leah.
Yeah, it's really interesting because this reminds me of last season. If you remember, Ramona not liking that Barbara was on at all, and Barbara wasn't even a housewife, and Ramona made certain, I think it was in an Entertainment Tonight interview, saying that she didn't even have the apple, that viral moment that went around.
Mm-hmm,
I love that so much, but it reminded me that, you know, Leah and Ramona were getting along in the beginning. I'm like, oh, maybe Ramona's like learning her lesson with the Barbara thing and is like, maybe I should give the new girl a chance. Well, now here we are and Ramona just can't handle the new blood.
She really can't. But I mean, we've talked about this. I don't think Leah is going anywhere. She has been a great addition to this series. And I don't think that Ramona is going to be able to kick this one out.
Yeah. And if anything, the OGs, i.e. Ramona and Luann and even Sonia, should be shaking in their boots because Leah is the new frontier when it comes to housewives.
Totally. Yeah. All right. And she also opened up about Tinsley. Of course, Tinsley left mid-season. She said that she was just as shocked as everybody else, but it seems like Dorinda, you know, her conflict with Dorinda made this decision a little bit easier. So we talked about that. We also talked about diversity in the Housewives franchise and how there needs to be more diversity. And she is totally on board with that. So take a listen to this.
Where are you and how are you and Dorinda right now? Are you guys on good terms?
We're great. Yeah, I'm great. All the women. I mean, you know, obviously Ramona and I are not really on speaking terms right now, but am I like, you know, do I think we'll never speak again? No, not at all. It's just right now I'm taking the moment to soak it all in. I'm processing everything and really thinking about the way she's treated me. And I'm just getting prepped for the reunion.
You're like, I'm writing down all my notes.
Exactly. I have my notes. I'm a Virgo. Don't forget. So I'm coming with receipts. I'm coming with my notes. I'm doing all of that, you know? So
I cannot wait. Were you surprised that Tinsley kind of, I mean, I think a lot of fans were actually surprised that she left mid-season. I don't think that we were really expecting that at all. I mean, do you think Dorinda was also maybe a factor in her leaving the show? Or was it just all Scott?
You know, I think Tinsley would be mad if I gave Dorinda any kind of credit. Or responsibility for Tinsley leaving. Do I think that the issues that she was having with Dorinda made it much easier for her to make that decision to go? I do believe that.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Were you, I mean, coming into this and seeing their dynamic, were you surprised that Dorinda was giving her such a hard time?
I wasn't surprised at first because I didn't know Dorinda. Well, as you saw in that first episode, my mouth was like wide open and I'm like, what is going on? You know, like, why are you being like this? I really couldn't figure it out. And honestly, as much as I love Dorinda and she knows that, I still am not quite sure what the thing is, what the issues are there. I think maybe there were things that happened off camera that we don't know. You know, I don't know because none of it's adding up to me. And that's something else that we're going to have to hopefully get to the bottom of at the reunion too.
Yeah. Will Tinsley be back for the reunion?
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so too. How's she doing? Does she regret the decision at all? Or is she totally happy in Chicago?
She's so happy. Look, like I said in the show, if I had just 10% of Tinsley's optimism and belief in love, I'd be happy, you know, because it worked out for her. I thought she was crazy. It's crazy saying she wanted to be a fairy tale, not a legend. But look, she believes in love. You know, she's her own person. She is like that's, you know, Tinsley doesn't have a jealous, envious, mean bone in her body. I'm 100% when I say that. She just doesn't. She's not competitive. She's not catty. She's not petty. I think she actually is kind of the epitome of class. And I don't even like that word, but she is. And, you know, I'm very happy for her.
Yeah. How are her wedding plans going? Do you know any details?
I'm not sure. I know COVID kind of screwed that up, you know, but I think that she probably just wants to. Yeah. I'm actually not sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, are we going to see your dating life a little bit more in the second half of the season?
Sorry, guys. No, there is no dating life.
No,
I'm trying to remember what happened. Honestly, I'm so busy. Like, it actually is so much work doing the show on top of like running my brand and like having my kids. And I have a whole family. As you see, I'm very close to my whole family. Mm-hmm. There's very little time for me to date. But I'm actually during this whole lockdown, I've realized that maybe, you know, I need to put a little more effort into it. If I want to find someone, I might have to put a little more effort into it, but I'm not sure if I want someone yet. I'm very happy with my life the way it is, to be honest.
That's someone, good.
Yeah. That's a great feeling, you know?
Yeah. It seems like, you know, it's great to see like your family dynamic too, and how well you and Rob co-parent too, which I think is fantastic.
Yeah. I'm happy that the show highlighted that.
Yeah. What's been his reaction to watching back the show? Is he happy with how everything has been portrayed too?
I think he is, definitely. I think he got like spotted in Italy the other day. I think I think that kind of that was a fun moment for him.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's totally happy. We're happy. Look, we just want, you know, the best for our daughter. And I think that the show did a good job of just being honest and truthful.
Yeah, totally. No, we've seen you out at protests supporting Black Lives Matter, which is fantastic. I mean, do you feel like the Housewives franchise needs to be a little bit more diversified with the cast, especially in New York or just all the cast going forward?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, look, you see that like all the Housewives shows are kind of like Potomac and Atlanta, right? Pretty much like Black women. And then the rest of the series are pretty much white women, except for Griselle, of course, who's like just an amazing freaking addition. So, you know, it's like, I want to say, yes, of course, like bring on the diversity and also like, but also like, hey, does it make sense? Like, do any of the women like have a friend that they can bring in and it like makes sense? And you're not just, I don't think anyone, and I know this just from my own Black friends who like I have actually like suggested, they don't want to be token Black women on the show.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They want to be token. They want it to make sense. They want it to be, because they want to be there, not just to make the show look diverse. So I hope going forward, you know, that we can do that.
Yeah, no, you're totally right. It has to be the right fit. And then, you know, it can't just be, you're forcing somebody into a show just to Yeah, no, that totally makes sense.
So it's interesting that, you know, she said that she has approached Bravo about some Black friends that she has, but a lot of her, you know, a lot of her friends said, I would love to, but I don't want to be that token Black friend.
Right.
Show.
Right.
I totally, you know, you don't want to force something, you know, it has to make sense. That's pretty much what she was saying.
No, and that's absolutely right. But I love that she's talked to Bravo. I feel like we called it when we were talking about mm-hmm. this, that, you know, Leah would be the perfect person to introduce just a whole new scene, her being downtown. I mean, the fact that she took them to the Russian baths, I loved, because again, something they probably wouldn't do on their own because they're so, you know, much these Upper East Side ladies. But
yeah,
I don't know. I think it's interesting. To the point with Tinsley, it is interesting that I think we were all under the assumption that Leah came in to the show through Tinsley, but that friendship, if that really was the case, that dissolved quickly.
Quickly, yeah. You would actually not even, like...
No.
I mean, if you picked up maybe a few episodes in and didn't see, like, you know, oh, she was friends with Tinsley in the beginning, like, you would never know that they had a history.
Never.
But yeah. I think that was just their, like, kind of segue in. Like, oh, they met once at a party, they're friends.
Completely.
Okay, let's keep the New York news going because we have a lot. So, we actually have a couple news on Luann. So she's selling her upstate home, but she also is dealing with the loss of one of her cabaret friends, right?
Yeah, so as fans may know of Real Housewives of New York, last season when the ladies went upstate to that home that Luann owned, which if you guys remember is sort of that like circular, like octagon-shaped house on the lake, they went to go see, Luann dragged a couple of them to see her friend that does cabaret named Margarita, and she did like a little Money Can't Buy You class rendition, which was so adorable right. And so funny and so cute. Well, unfortunately, she passed away this week, so we are sending our best to her family and friends. She was just such a lovely little addition. I love these cameos on The Housewives because whether it's Margarita, Luann's cabaret friend, or Dorinda's realtor, I feel like some of these characters, especially in New York, that come on, really just make the series what it is.
Yeah.
It goes beyond just The Housewives sometimes. And these cameos are just really entertaining for me. So it was really sad to hear that news.
It really is. Yeah. So like you said, we're sending our thoughts and prayers to her.
Definitely.
As, you know, dealing with this difficult time. But Luann is also selling her home in upstate New York. And I'm actually like looking at the photos of it right now. It's in the Hudson Valley.
Yeah.
And it is gorgeous.
It's gorgeous. 1.15 million. Are you?
Okay.
I'll be putting in an offer this afternoon.
Totally. Yes.
I sort of knew that she wouldn't have this house for a long time, and I think even some of the other housewives made mention of that last season when they went to visit. It just sort of seemed like a place that she got after the divorce with Tom. If you remembered last season when she was talking with Bethany was almost like, Luann, make the right decision when it comes to moving out after the divorce, because I think Luann was going to buy like a multi-million dollar home in the Hamptons, and I think Bethany was like, whoa, go a little bit more modest because you don't want to be regretting anything in the future. And again, going back to Bethany being such a mogul and a self-made woman, I would take advice from her on that any day.
Oh, totally. Yeah. I mean, I hope she sells it. I'm sure she will.
Yes, I'm sure she will. And I wonder, I still think she has a home in the Hamptons, so maybe she's just trying to get rid of it.
Totally. And, I think so. All right. So lastly, in New York, so there's been some casting rumors that two former Real Housewives of New York stars may be returning.
Yeah.
So who?
This was interesting. This was sort of going around on social media that two stars are returning. But it's interesting that this is happening in the same time that we spoke to Leah when she's talking about bringing in new blood. Because I'm like, would Bravo bring on two former housewives if they're also talking about maybe cutting ties with some of the OGs?
Right.
But if it is true, I know it's cliche, but I would pick Bethany and Jill.
Yes, 100%. I mean, like, who else would you want to see? Just the two of them.
No, for real. And I saw a lot of comments on social media. People are like, whether it's Heather and Aviva. I'm like, no, that would be so boring.
No. You want to see Bethany, Jill, Ramona all kind of reunited. Absolutely. I think that would be fantastic.
So good.
We'll have to wait and see.
We'll see.
There's definitely, I feel like there's going to be some shakeups.
Definitely.
So we'll just have to wait and see. Okay, let's round off everything with our New Jersey. We have some New Jersey and some Dallas news.
Yes.
So Teresa Giudice, you know, having some fun in quarantine with some wigs.
Yeah, definitely. She posted some new hairdos on Instagram this week. It always kind of cracks me up when the housewives play around with wigs because fans are like instantly convinced that they completely like chopped their hair and dyed it.
Right.
My sister even texted me over the weekend. It was like, Teresa's new do. I'm like, Megan, it's wigs. And clearly it showed off several wigs to prove that she was just sort of having fun. But I mean, she looks kind of good with the different hairdos.
She does. She looks great. I mean, it seems like she's like in the best shape of her life. She's happy and, you know, she's doing really well. So good for Teresa.
Definitely.
She's having a good time. And we want to give a shout out to Jennifer Aiden, right?
Yeah. She posted a really great Instagram post this week. And with it being Pride this month, you know, as fans know, she featured her brother on the show and really helped her mother and her brother sort of get back on their feet in regards to him being gay. And I just feel like Jennifer's support of the community, especially during Pride Month with her brother and everything, is just really, really great because it's important. And
it really is.
Yeah. And I think it's interesting to start talking about these New Jersey ladies because I hear that production is set to resume July 20th.
Yay!
Which is great.
Just in time for us to go down the Jersey Shore for a little bit, get some summer in Jersey.
Yes.
So it's really exciting that they're about to resume. And I'm sure that there's going to be some drama because Jackie revealed that she's not speaking to Jennifer.
Yeah, Jackie is saying she's not speaking to Jennifer, which I think is sort of, again, like the Eileen Davidson thing. She knows what she's doing by bringing up past drama because they're not going to renew her contract by July 30th, Jackie needs to remind people that she deserves a spot on the show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she definitely does.
Yes.
So I cannot wait for Jersey to come back. And speaking of shows coming back, we also have Dallas coming back too.
Yeah, so I have a very exclusive unnamed source. I won't name who they are. But I did talk to them and they are working on The Real Housewives of Dallas and they were traveling to Texas. Apparently they'll be there for 3 months. So it is happening, which I found interesting because I sort of had a gut feeling the last few months that they were about to pull the plug on this show. I don't know how you feel.
Right.
But
I wonder almost if they may, because now Texas is like a hot spot for the coronavirus.
Good point.
Who knows what's going to happen now?
Yeah,
who knows what's going to happen with any of these shows now? Because now it's coming back. It's like,
anything is possible. Like New Jersey and New York, the numbers are good. So hopefully that everything stays okay for that production. But you bring up a good point. I mean, things change by the day with what's going on in the world. And like I said, they're going to be there for 3 months, but they could be packing their bags as we speak. I don't know, but I'll keep everyone posted. But last I heard, they were starting up.
I hope so. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I am keeping my fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Okay. So our last story of the day has to go to Joe Giudice because obviously every week we have to bring you some Joe Giudice news.
We do.
And this week I really like this story because he was slamming a hater who was criticizing not only Teresa, but his four daughters. And he was like, oh, hell no. I'm going to clap back in the best way possible.
Absolutely. Apparently someone said that the daughters would end up on the pole, which I don't like that to begin with, because as if like that's a bad thing. I mean, I just sort of judging what people do in their lives is so annoying. It's such like an old school diss that they would be like implying that they'd be strippers or exotic dancers. Like, please give me a break.
Please. Yeah, give me a break. Well, he even said in his response, he was like, you know, it being a pole dancer is a respectable job, but you know, let me get the exact thing that he wrote because I don't want to mess it up. So what he said was, please remove yourself off Teresa's page. Although pole dancing is a respectful job, my girls have chosen different career paths. Mama Teresa Giudice got it under control. We going 4 for 4, success on point. So kudos to Joe.
Yeah, I thought it was, like you said, the perfect clap back, because not only did he stick up for his ex, his four daughters. He also stuck up for the profession, and it was really concise and well said, you know?
Yeah, totally, totally. Very good for Joe. Kudos to Joe. All right, well, we had a lot this week, guys.
Thanks for sticking with us.
Oh, my God.
The shows aren't even on
right now.
Whew.
I know, but we have so much. Jeez. Yes. Well, we can't wait for next week. I think New York is back next week, so we'll have even more to talk about. So super excited about
that.
Oh, Joe, how is Rhode Island? Oh,
well, yes. Before we go, I went to Newport, Rhode Island, where the Housewives went. It was absolutely fantastic. I went to the Black Pearl for a Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
Where the lady... You know what's interesting, though, and I'm sure listeners out there can relate to having ever visited where Housewives maybe have been shot. I'm so used to visiting places in New York that they've filmed at, but this was the first time in a long while I had gone to a new place. And I was like, oh, this isn't how I thought it would look. You know, you just have that moment of like, oh, I thought it was going to be over there.
Right. Well, it's not the most, I mean, the Black Pearl is great. It's like a fun little hangout, but it's not like, you know, this fancy over the top place that like you would maybe expect the Housewives to go. Yes. It's just like a fun, cool little hangout on the water.
Definitely.
Did you go to the Castle Hill for a drink?
My friends did. I happened to be going back to our house, which was in another part of town, but my friends were making fun of me the entire weekend because I planned the trip and they were like, we're only here because the New York Housewives are here. I was like, and you're having a great time.
It is. It's such a beautiful place. If our listeners haven't gotten a chance to go there, definitely put it on your bucket list.
Go to Newport and see where Leah threw the ravioli.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Well, Joe, have a great weekend.
Yes, you too.
And I will talk to you soon.
All right. Sounds good.
That's it for this week's Getting Real with the Housewives. But if you need your Housewives fix before then, make sure you head on over to usmagazine.com. We'll see you guys next week.